Chapter 8. A Meeting with Dickon. The next morning, Mary had breakfast with Colin.
"Dickon is coming to see you soon,"
she said.
"Yes, I know,"
said Colin.
"Will he bring his animals?"
"Maybe he'll bring his fox and his bird,"
answered Mary.
"They're usually with him."
Suddenly, the door opened and Dickon came into Colin's room. The black bird was on his shoulder and his fox followed him. Dickon held a baby lamb in his arms.
"Hello, Dickon,"
said Colin, shaking his hand.
"Hello, Colin,"
answered Dickon.
"I brought my friends to visit you. Do you like animals?"
"I don't know any animals,"
said Colin sadly.
"Tell me about them, Dickon."
"This baby lamb lost its mother 2 days ago,"
said Dickon.
"Do you want to hold it?"
"Yes,"
said Colin.
"Poor lamb. Mary and I lost our mothers too."
Dickon put the baby lamb in Colin's arms, and Colin smiled. Dickon took a bottle of milk from his pocket.
"The lamb must drink this,"
he said to Colin.
"Do you want to feed it?"
"Yes,"
said Colin.
"Please show me how."
Dickon put the bottle into the lamb's mouth. The lamb drank immediately. Colin took the bottle from Dickon and continued feeding the lamb. The black bird flew out of the window, and then he flew in the window again. The children sat together on Colin's bed. Soon the lamb went to sleep in Colin's arms.
"This is fun,"